home. Ghadir is the place where there is a water, fount of water called Ghadir, like a river of water. Qom is the area, it is between Mecca and Medina. So the incidents happened at the area of Ghadir Qom. Actually, the history of that the Holy Prophet has performed Hajj, and it was the only Hajj he performed in his life. Because when he was in Medina till 10th or 9th year of which has passed, he could not perform Hajj. The people of Mecca were there, Mushriki, they did not allow him to do that. And at the last year of his life, he performed Hajj, and all Muslims who were throughout the Arabian Peninsula or Saudi Arabia today, all when they hear the Holy Prophet is going for Hajj, they came all together for Hajj. So the number of the people, it was mentioned in the history at that time, that they were 90,000, some historians said 100,000, and some said they were 120,000 people. So the number was great because all the people came to perform Hajj and learn the ahkam, religious duties, how to perform Hajj from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know about that, Islam as a message were completely delivered to people, because all other religious practices like prayer and fast and qoms and zakat and amal ma'ruf nahi an munkar jihad, all already were preached, taught, performed, and Hajj was the last duty to be performed, and the Muslims learned how to perform Hajj in Islamic way. Here, at this, when the Amal has been finished, the order came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalatah, wallahu ya'asimuka min al-nas, inna Allah la yahdi qawm al-kafirin. The ayah is in Suratul Ma'idah, Ayah 67, the translation, O Apostle, deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do it not, then you have not delivered His message. And Allah will protect you from the people. Surely Allah will not guide the unbelieving people. And when this ayah came, it was either revealed at day of Arafah, or according to historians, revealed after the people left Mecca in their way to go back to their houses. And it was when he was near the area of Ghadir Qom, because from there the diversion of the roads will start at that time. You know, the people come to near Ghadir Qom, then those who want to go to Yemen will go south, those who want to go to Medina will go east, or go to north, and so on. So the people, all about 100,000 or 120,000, they left Mecca, they completed their Amal. And before reaching Ghadir Qom, this ayah was revealed. Now, whether it was revealed a few days before or at the same time, we'll discuss more details about it. But however, the order said, all the Prophet, teach the people what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And the Holy Prophet asked the people to stop at Ghadir Qom. Those who were ahead of him, he sent a message that come back, and those who were behind him, he waited for them till they joined the group. And when all become together on 18th of Dhul Hajjah, 18th of Dhul Hajjah, they made a pulpit for him, but that pulpit was from the covers which are used on the camel. There was no wooden pulpit. The camel, there is a cover on the back of the camel, the saddle of the camel. So he gathered all the saddles of the camels, a few, and he stood there. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a long sermon. He discussed with people a lot of things, and then at the end he asked them, Oh, the Muslims, أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ, am I not having authority more than your authority to yourself? Am I not having authority upon you more than your authority to yourself? They said, Bala, yes. Then he said, Allahumma shahad, oh my God, be a witness that they has conferred this. And then he raised the hand of Imam Ali, who was beside him, and said, Man kuntu mawlah, fahada aliyun mawlah. He that I am his master, then this Ali is his master. Or not master, if you call the guardian, Mawla, and the meaning of Mawla. He that I am his guardian, and Ali is his guardian. Allahumma wali mawala, oh my God, be supporter or love he who loves Ali, wa adiman adah, and hate he who hates Ali, wansur man nasara, and give victory to the people who give victory to Ali. وَخْذُ الْمَنْخَدَلَ, and do not support, leave them for their faith, those who do not support Ali. So he made it very clear that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the master, is the caliph, is the leader, is the guardian of the Muslims after the Prophet, exactly the same way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a guardian, a master, a leader of the people. Because from the beginning he said, أَلَسُ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, am I not having more authority upon you than yourself to yourself? They said yes, because authority of the Prophet is more than our authority to ourselves. He is more authorized upon us. He is a guardian of us. Actually, the guardian has more authority than the person himself. So he said, any that I am his guardian, then Ali is his guardian. And of course he declared Imam Ali by raising his hand very high, so the people will see, and Fahada, this Ali. So the people will not doubt that, oh, somebody else, or we did not know who was with him, and was not known. So this Ali is his guardian. And then he asked Imam Ali to sit in the tent and ask all of the Muslims to come and play an oath with him, to do bay'at with Imam Ali. So the Muslims came one by one, shook hands, and did bay'at with Imam Ali. And even he asked his wives of the prophets to come and do pledge and allegiance to Imam Ali, to do bay'at with Imam Ali. They came and bay'at with Imam Ali that you become our master like the Prophet is our master. So after that the ayah was revealed, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, today the ayah is also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشوني, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day have those who disbelieve despaired of your religion, so fear them not and fear me. This day have I perfected for you your religion and completed my favor on you and chosen for you Islam as a religion. So it is the day, we say, where the favor of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been granted to the people, and the religion was completed on this day by appointing Imam Ali alayhi salam as an imam. So the Muslims after the death of the Prophet should not be divided, should not be separated, should not be puzzled, should not fight with each other. They don't know who is the leader. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the divine leader of the Muslims in case the Prophet dies. That is in a short story and the ayah. Now, some say that some of the Sunni brothers, they might argue, they said, the meaning here is not appointing Imam Ali. He said, Mawla in Arabic language means that the supporter or the master, even the slave is called Mawla, the brother, the cousin, the friends, and so on. Actually, if we go to the Arabic language, Mawla means his awla bihi, has more authority with him. So the master is called Mawla because he has more authority to be obeyed. The slave has to obey his master. The slave is also called Mawla because the slave is supposed more than others to obey his master. Now, the brother or the cousin is called also Mawla because he is a supporter, because he is expected to support his cousin or his brother more than anyone else. So all other meanings means awla bihi, he has more authority or more expectation to be responsible. So that is the meaning of mawla here. And when you come to the ayah, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, O the messenger, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, preach or teach what has been revealed to you from your Lord. Well, the question arises here, the Prophet did not preach or teach what has been revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, he already was teaching and reaching the Muslims for the last 23 years of his life, or 22 years of his life. Till that time he taught the Muslims everything. Nothing remained. So it shows that this is a new thing, not like other things which has been taught. It's a new thing. And when we come to the calling of the Holy Quran to the Prophet, in Quran, about 23 times mentioning of the Prophet were there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to call him. In 13 times the calling him Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O the Prophet. In 2 times only he was called O the Messenger. And in other times were called Taha or Yasin or other names. Now these 2 times were the discussion about the Messenger. Both of them were about the Imamate, the succession of Tibet. So it shows that this is a new subject first, and it is very, very important subject. But its importance equals to preaching all the message of Islam. Because the second part of the ayah, what's it? وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. If you do not do, as if you have not taught his message at all. So what is important? That he taught the prayer, he taught the fast, he taught the religious views, zakat, hajj, jihad, everything was taught. So it shows that this is a new thing. This new thing is very, very important, and its importance is equal to all Islam. That if you do not preach this new issue and do not tell the people about it, as if you have done nothing in teaching Islam, because all Islam will be spoiled by changing people to the right path or deviation from the right Islam. So you have to teach it. Of course, why? That threat is there, the language, that if you do not do as if you have not delivered the message of God. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were never hesitant to deliver the message of Allah to people, never. And when he was weak in Mecca and alone, still he was not afraid to deliver the message of God. Now in Medina, when 100,000 or more are with him, and when he came to Mecca for Hajj, that's what I mean, he established the government in Medina for 10 years, and now he is at his peak of power, when all the area around him, I mean Saudi Arabia of today, or Arabian Peninsula, more than Saudi Arabia today, even Bahrain and similar areas were under Islam at that time, and part of Jordan, Syria. See, when all the people around him have accepted Islam, why he is hesitating to tell the people about this message? What peculiarity is there? So it shows this not ordinary message that the people can accept. If it was like, tell the people about the prayer, he already told the people. Tell the people not to drink wine, he told the people. Tell the people not to commit adultery, he already told the people. Tell the people to fight for the sake of God, he told the people. Tell people to pay religious dues, well, he told, and he was collecting zakat and khums from the people. So why this hesitation? That the Prophet knows this message is very heavy for the people. The people do not accept it, the people will refuse it. Because there is a great number of munafiqeen, hypocrites among the Muslim Ummah, and they do not want to accept that Imam Ali will be the Imam and the leader of the Muslim Ummah after the Prophet. They want somebody else to be there. So he knows if you tell them, now they may doubt about his prophethood. Now, this is the third part of the ayah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah will protect you from the people. Protect you means what? Protect you that the people will not kill you. He will not mind. He fought in 83 battles and he was not caring that the people will kill him or will not kill him. At any time in Mecca, he was expected to be killed when he lived 13 years in Mecca. Also in Medina, any time there was possibility that the people will kill him. And now it is at peak of his power why the people should kill him. And if they kill him, he will not mind, you know, he will deliver the message. So it shows the fear was not that people will kill him, no, not a personal problem, he's ready for it. Allah يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah protect you from people, but the people will not deviate completely from the right path and return back to kufr and doubt about you being a prophet, about your prophethood. They will say that you are not a prophet, you are a king or any ruler, because it was habit of the rulers that if they die, they appoint their son. If they have no son, they appoint their cousin. And now you are the same. Because you have no children, you appointed your cousin, Imam Ali, as an imam. And then you are not a prophet. Because that's an excuse, because they hate Imam Ali. They hate Imam Ali because Imam Ali was the brave leader of Islam who killed all the head of mushrikeen and kafirin in all the important battles of Islam. He was the main leader there. So if everyone who was killed naturally has a family and a tribe, and the tribe know that Imam Ali killed their leader, their brave man, the cousin, whatever relation is there. So that hatred was there toward Imam Ali. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that, and knows many people will not accept this fact easily. They try to create a problem or argument or discussions or abuse, or they might go back from Islam to kufr. So he was hesitant, waiting for a proper time to tell the people the message frankly and correctly. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately assured him that وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah will protect you from people. إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. That is very clear that Allah will guide not those who are unbelievers, kafir. They are kafir, Allah will not guide them. Let them go. But in the people in general, you are protected from them. So here, now the order was there. So the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered the message of Imamate to the people and appointed Imam Ali عليه السلام. So, you know, it's important, no doubt, that because if you see the history of Islam, mostly the wrong people have ruled and they created a lot of injustice to the Muslim Ummah, like Bani Umayyah, like Bani al-Abbas, and so on, and we could not, the right leaders were there. So the importance of Imamate was such that the true and the genuine Islam will continue by preachings of the right imams. When the wrong people will lead, the Islam will be distorted, will not be the right Islam, will be the wrong Islam. Islam of Bani Umayyah was not the right Islam, or Abbasis was not the right Islam. It is Islam like other kings and rulers, full of mischief and full of oppression, and killing innocent people, and fight for sake of chair, and killing each other, and so on. So that is not the right Islam. So the right Islam actually were preserved by Imam Ali alayhi salam and his descendants, the other imams alayhi salam. So that is the importance. We say the imamate equal to all Islam, because imamate is the one who saved Islam from being changed completely after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is by efforts of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then efforts of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and then revelation of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in Karbala with the tragedy which has really saved the shape of Islam completely. And then the teachings of, and the preachings of other Imams, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, and Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, and race of the Imam. So Imamate actually has that value. If Imamate were not re-taught or appointed, the Imam were not appointed to people, then nothing of Islam would have remained. فَمَا بَلَّقِ As you have not delivered the message, because that pure message of Islam taught by the Prophet would have been completely changed, like the message of Jesus Christ before was changed, the message of Moses was changed, the message of other prophets all were changed by their followers when they died or they left their people. So that is about the ayah itself. Now, we come to the Holy Quran. There are some other points that if somebody will not accept wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, will not accept imamate of Ahlul Bayt, will his deeds be accepted or not? It's importance of this imam. Actually, the Holy Quran said in Surah Al-Zumar, Ayah 65, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ And certainly it has been revealed to you and to those before you. Surely if you associate with Allah, your work would certainly come to naught and you would certainly be of the losers. Nay, but serve Allah alone and be of the thankful. Now here it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was revealed to other prophets, that if you do shirk, associate, because the translator put between racket with Allah, the Quran does not have that with Allah. If you do shirk, now shirk may be with Allah, that your deeds will come to naught, will finish. All your good deeds will be nullified. حَتَّى الْأَعْمَى means removal of the good deeds. The good deeds all will be vanished, will be removed, will perish because you associate. Now one of the meaning, of course, is associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning that if you associate anyone with Imam Ali alayhi salam in wilayah, you have to appoint Imam Ali alone. If you associate anyone else, then your deeds will be vanished and will be finished. And there is a tradition about that from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which gives this meaning about this ayah. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that without the wilayah, your deeds will finish and will perish, will not be accepted. Also in سورة محمد آية نمبر 9 ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم That is because they hated what Allah revealed so he rendered their deeds null so their deeds become null useless, has no effect, no benefit, because they hated what has been revealed by Allah. And you see the ayah, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ Teach what has been revealed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who hate what has been revealed by Allah, their deeds will be null and useless, will perish all them. Actually, in another ayah, it is said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهَ مِنَ التقين. Verily Allah will accept from the pious people, from those who fear Allah. So one of the signs of piety is to accept imamate of Ahlul Bayt salamun alayhi. If one do not accept imamate of Ahlul Bayt, then he cannot be called as a pious. And in that way, his good deeds are not accepted. So it will perish and will finish and has no effect. There are, of course, many other ayahs about it, except the fact short. We come to another benefit. What is benefit of wilayat of Ahlul Bayt for the people? Besides that it saves Islam, But about the Holy Quran, what he says about it, we see that the benefit of accepting wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, of being on the right path, is mentioned also in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 65 and 66, and that is just before Ayah of Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Ayah 67, before that. ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولا أدخلناهم جنة النعيم ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم منهم أمة مقتصدة وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. Here the ayahs are talking about the people of the book, the Jews and Christians. And say, and if the followers of the book had believed and guarded against evil and become pious, we would certainly have covered their evil deeds, and we would certainly have made them enter gardens of bliss. So the first benefit of belief, true belief, and become pious is to cover their evil deeds, means your bad deeds will be forgiven because of the belief. The second benefit of the right belief, that you will enter garden of blessing. Allah will give you paradise because of your right belief. Again in Ayah 66, and if they had kept up the Torah and the Injil, the right books of Allah, Torah and Injil, and that which was revealed to them from their Lord. So again, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Again, the word أُنزِلَ has been revealed to them from their Lord. If they would have established that and followed that, and what has been revealed, what is their benefit they are going to get? They would certainly have eaten from above them, meaning the favor and blessing of God will come from heaven to them, from above them, and from beneath their feet. Beneath their feet means the ground will give all its blessings to the people, from agriculture and water and whatever mines and whatever things in the ground. And there is a party of them keeping to the moderate course, and as for most of them, evil is that which they do. So again, you see the Holy Quran, what he said, he will not say that always majority are right. Say no, majority will go wrong, minority are right. You see here, he said there is a party of them keeping to the moderate course, only a party of them, but most of them, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ, evil is that which they do bad. So not always majority will do good. If you see, most of the people are deviated from the right path. The Holy Quran mentions that clearly, but most of them will do bad, will go wrong. Only a small number of them will accept the right fact. So the blessings of believing in Muhammad, that in this world, the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our livelihood from heaven and from earth, and will accept our deeds, and will forgive our sins, and will give us paradise in return of the right belief and accepting what Allah has chosen for us, and that is naturally is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again we see in Surah Al-Jinn, Ayah 16. وَلَوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى طَرِيقَةٍ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. And that if they should keep the right way, would certainly give them to drink of abundant water. Now, here, if they continue walking on the right path, they follow the right path, the straight path, اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى طَرِيقَةٍ, if they keep to the right way, so what Allah will give them is to give them abundance of of water to drink, and that is the symbol of the great need of human being, that he will be given his livelihood the right way. So the benefit of right path and right faith is covering this world as well as hereafter. In this world, the people who follow the right path, they get better life, better livelihood, and more blessings of God. Well, the heaven will give them whatever good things are there, the earth will give them whatever good things are there, and also in the hereafter, their sins are forgiven and they are going to paradise. What greater blessing than this one can expect? Literally, nothing more than that. But unfortunately, those who did not accept the imamate or wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they had a great loss, and that was their loss which they had and they have faced. But thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made us among the those who catch hold the wilayat and authority of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. As we say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام والأئمة من بعده. To be guided to the right path naturally is a great blessing. So we say thank God that has made us among those who are accepting the authority of Amir المؤمنين Ali عليه السلام and the other Imams after him. So that is the benefit of following the right path. Here the history again mentions that one of the Muslims came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam angrily that, "Ya Muhammad, you ask us to pray, we pray. You ask us to fast, we fasted. You ask us to give religious dues, we paid you zakat and comes the religious dues. And you ask us to do jihad, we did jihad with you. Was it not sufficient for you all that? That you asked us, you got hand of your cousin and you asked us to follow him? Is that from you or from God?" Now you see how the people reject what the Holy Prophet ﷺ is saying. And it shows the heart of munafiqeen, how they reject the fact. He said, "Is it from you or from Allah?" Well, he knows that the Prophet never mentions anything from himself. مَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِيٌ يُحَىٰ. The Prophet will not speak out of his own desires. It is but a revelation revealed to him. But still, he did not accept that. The Prophet ﷺ said, well, I mean, peacefully he replied him that, "No, it is not from me, not I have appointed Ali. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had appointed him." Then the man said, he came out and he said, "Oh my God, if that order is from you, then send a stone from the sky to hit me or some punishment. So the ayah came, revealed, سَأَلَ سَأَلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. Somebody asked for punishment to come. لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ. For the non-believers, no one will bring that. And then, right away when he came out of the mosque, a stone came from heaven and killed him there. So you see the feeling and the munafiqeen who were in that society, how much they were that they frankly come and reject what the Prophet ﷺ say, and he said, "Is it from you or from God?" As if they doubt that the Prophet will not say anything from himself, and what he says is always from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows why the Prophet was fearing the beginning to deliver a message, because he knows the people will not tolerate that and they might turn away from Islam, till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured him that the a major change and deviation will not happen, and he delivered that message. This is in short about Eid al-Ghadir and its importance. And we have in hadith that the Eid al-Ghadir, a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam related to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Eid al-Ghadir is greater than any other Eid in Islam, even greater than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha and Jum'ah, which is Eid of the week. So this is the greatest Eid for the Muslims, because the religion of Allah has been completed and the blessing of Allah has been perfected and given to the mankind. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu ala Muhammad وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على Here there are some questions from the brothers. We can read them one by one and reply. The question: why Imam Ali is the best example of a perfect person? What does mean Shia? Well, Shia means a follower, a group follower. We say we are called as Shia, meaning we are follower, and as a term we are follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt. We do not follow other Sahaba or other people, but we follow Ahlul Bayt salallahu alayhi. So the word Shia there. And it is used even in the Quran in this meaning about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, say, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِعَةِ لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ. Among his Shias are Ibrahim. So the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, among the Shias of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tabtawai. Inshallah, may God bless you. And inshallah, Dr. Tabtawai, there is some questions in the Palta that you will come and answer in about 5 minutes. So the brothers in Palta, so get ready, and Dr. Tabtawai will come in about 5 minutes to answer any question that the brothers and sisters might have. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to finish the inshallah's lecture by dua of Faraj, inshallah. So you can all join us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كرم الوليين الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا حافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا أنت رب تسكن أرضك وتمتعه فيها تليلا يا كريم يا رحيم برحمتك يا Thank you very much, Brother Nikmar. May God bless you. You can take the mic right after. It's just that he's here. Tabatabai is here. His name is Dr. Khalil Tabatabai, and he's on the name of www.almujtaba.com. So if you want to have any questions, you should start. You want to start the question, inshallah, in about 1 or 2 minutes, and inshallah, we'll have the answers by the almujtaba.com brother over here. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.